Welcome to IELTS.net T podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing your sports event experience. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences, including participation in sports events. This topic is popular among examiners as it allows candidates to demonstrate their ability to describe past events, express emotions, and use sports-related vocabulary. In this guide, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about your sports event participation, focusing on the cue card, describe a time when you participated in a sports event. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In the first part of the IELTS speaking test, the examiner may ask general questions about sports and your involvement in them. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you like playing sports? Why? Why not? What kind of sports do you enjoy watching? Have you ever participated in a sports competition? How often do you exercise or play sports? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Have you ever participated in a sports competition? Yes, I have. In fact, I've taken part in several sports competitions over the years. The most memorable one was a regional swimming championship I participated in during my high school years. It was quite an exhilarating experience, as I had the chance to compete against talented swimmers from various schools in our area. Although I didn't win any medals, I managed to improve my personal best time in the 100-meter freestyle event, which was a significant achievement for me. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to sports event participation. Describe a time when you participated in a sports event. You should say what the event was, when and where it took place, who you participated with, and explain how you felt about the experience. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a memorable sports event I participated in a couple of years ago. It was a charity marathon organized by a local nonprofit organization to raise funds for children's education. The event took place on a crisp autumn morning in October in my hometown of Bristol. The scenic route wound through the city center and along the picturesque harbor, covering a distance of 26.2 miles. I participated with a group of like-minded colleagues from work. We had been training together for months, thep wink motivating each other during early morning runs and weekend practice sessions. It was great to have their support and companionship throughout the preparation and on the day of the event. The experience was truly exhilarating and challenging at the same time. At the starting line, I felt a mix of excitement and nervousness, surrounded by hundreds of other runners, all united by a common goal. As we began running, the atmosphere was electric, with spectators cheering us on from the sidelines. The marathon tested my physical and mental endurance like never before. Around the 20-mile mark, I hit the infamous wall where my energy levels plummeted, and every step became a struggle. However, the encouragement from fellow runners and the thought of the cause we were supporting pushed me to persevere. Crossing the finish line after 4 hours and 15 minutes was an indescribable feeling of accomplishment and pride. The sense of personal achievement, combined with the knowledge that we had contributed to a worthy cause, made the entire experience incredibly rewarding. This event not only improved my physical fitness, but also taught me valuable lessons about goal setting, perseverance, and the power of community. It's an experience I'll cherish for years to come, and it has inspired me to participate in more such events in the future. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you a few more questions related to this topic. Do you think participating in sports events is important for young people? How do you think sports events can bring communities together? Sample answers. Absolutely, I believe participating in sports events is crucial for young people's development. Firstly, it promotes physical fitness and helps establish healthy habits early in life. Moreover, sports events teach valuable life skills such as teamwork, goal setting, and resilience. They provide a platform for young people to challenge themselves, overcome obstacles, and build self-confidence. Additionally, sports events often foster a sense of community and social interaction, which are essential for young people's social and emotional growth. Lastly, they can be a great way to discover hidden talents and potentially pursue a passion that could lead to a fulfilling career or lifelong hobby. Sports events have a remarkable ability to unite communities. They create a shared experience that transcends social, economic, and cultural boundaries. When a local team competes or a community hosts a sporting event, it often sparks a sense of collective pride and belonging among residents. These events provide common ground for people to connect, fostering conversations and relationships that might not otherwise occur. Moreover, sports events often require volunteers and community involvement, which strengthens local networks and encourages civic engagement. They can also boost local economies by attracting visitors and generating business for local establishments. Perhaps most importantly, sports events can inspire collective action towards common goals, whether it's supporting a cause through a charity run or rallying behind a local athlete. This shared purpose can create lasting bonds within a community, leading to increased social cohesion and a stronger sense of identity. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this final part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think technology has changed the way people participate in sports events? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Technology has revolutionized sports event participation in numerous ways. Firstly, it has made events more accessible to a wider audience. With live streaming and virtual reality experiences, people can now participate remotely in events happening across the globe. This has broken down geographical barriers and allowed for a more inclusive sporting community. Additionally, technology has enhanced the training process for athletes. Wearable devices and performance tracking apps provide detailed data on metrics like heart rate, speed, and technique, allowing participants to fine-tune their performance with unprecedented precision. This has raised the bar for competition and made it possible for amateur athletes to train like professionals. Moreover, technology has transformed the spectator experience. Instant replays, multi-angle cameras, and real-time statistics have made watching sports events more engaging and interactive. Social media platforms have also created new ways for fans to connect with athletes and fellow enthusiasts, fostering a sense of community around sporting events. However, it's worth noting that this technological integration also presents challenges. There are concerns about data privacy, the digital divide potentially excluding some participants, and the risk of over-reliance on technology at the expense of traditional sporting values. Striking a balance between technological advancement and preserving the essence of sports participation is a key challenge moving forward. Examiner, do you think international sports events contribute to better relationships between countries? Sample answer, Band 8-9. International sports events can indeed play a significant role in fostering better relationships between countries, although the impact is complex and multifaceted. On a positive note, these events provide a unique platform for cultural exchange and mutual understanding. When athletes from different nations come together, they often transcend political and cultural barriers, showcasing the unifying power of sports. The Olympic Games, for instance, have long been celebrated as a symbol of international cooperation and goodwill. Moreover, international sports events can stimulate diplomacy and open channels of communication between nations that might otherwise have limited interaction. They create opportunities for leaders to meet informally, potentially easing tensions or initiating dialogues on other matters. These events also expose people to diverse cultures through media coverage, broadening perspectives and potentially reducing prejudices. When fans cheer for their national teams, it can foster a sense of national pride without necessarily promoting antagonism towards others. However, it's important to acknowledge that sports events can sometimes exacerbate existing tensions. Intense rivalries, disputed outcomes, or unsportsmanlike behavior can occasionally strain diplomatic relations. Additionally, the economic and political stakes of hosting major events like the World Cup can lead to controversies that overshadow the potential for positive international relations. In conclusion, while international sports events have the potential to improve relationships between countries by promoting understanding and cooperation, their impact depends largely on how they are managed and perceived by participants, spectators, and governments alike. When approached with a spirit of mutual respect and fair play, these events can indeed be powerful tools for building bridges between nations. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases related to sports events participation. Exhilarating, exhilarating, adjective, very exciting and enjoyable. Example, the marathon was an exhilarating experience from start to finish. Perseverance, siverens noun, continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties. Example, completing the triathlon required immense perseverance and mental strength. To push one's limits, phrase, to test the extent of one's abilities or endurance. Example, participating in the Ironman competition really pushed my limits both physically and mentally. Camaraderie, camaraderie, noun, mutual trust and friendship among people who spend a lot of time together. Example, the camaraderie among team members was evident throughout the tournament. Sportsmanship, sportsmap, noun, fair and generous behavior or treatment of others, especially in a sports contest. Example, despite the intense competition, the athletes displayed excellent sportsmanship. To rise to the challenge, phrase, to respond successfully to a difficult situation. Example, when faced with tough opponents, our team really rose to the challenge. Adrenaline rush, noun, a sudden burst of energy from excitement or stress. Example, the adrenaline rush I felt at the starting line was indescribable. Personal best, noun, an individual's best performance in a given activity. Example, I managed to beat my personal best in the 100-meter sprint during the championship. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing sports event participation, use a variety of tenses to describe your experience, including past simple, past continuous, and present perfect. Incorporate idiomatic expressions related to sports and competition to demonstrate language fluency. Provide specific details about the event, your preparation, and your emotions to make your account more vivid and engaging. Use linking words and phrases to connect your ideas smoothly and coherently. Practice describing different aspects of sports events, such as the atmosphere, the challenges, and the outcomes. Develop your ability to discuss broader themes related to sports, such as their impact on society, health benefits, and cultural significance. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is to speak confidently, fluently, and accurately while demonstrating a wide range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. Regular practice and exposure to sports-related content in English will help you achieve this goal. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a recent online event that you found engaging. Describe a time when you were involved in a competition. Describe a time when you played a sport. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss your sports event participation confidently in your IELTS speaking test.